Blog Talk Radio.
When we first began, it felt like we had been around each other for decades. And that is just an amazing feeling.
When we first began, it was like hand in glove. It was the most amazing experience ever.
When we first began, it felt like he was like my best friend.
No one makes me feel the way you do inside. And I don't know what I would do without you, and that's no lie. If I die, I'd hope to find you in another life, so we could fall again. Be the way we were when we first began, like the first time that I ever saw you smile. I want that feeling again. Let's be the way we were when we first began. Yes, we've got something special. Let's hold, hold on and don't let go. And I'll never find another you, and this I know. If I die, I hope to find you in another life, so we could fall again and be the way we were when we first began. Like the first time that I ever saw you smile, I want that feeling again. Let's be the way we were when we first. When we first begin, when we first begin, when we first begin, when we first begin, if I die, I hope to find you in another life, so we could fall again. The way we were when we first began, the first time that I ever saw you smile, give me that feeling again. Be the way we were when we first began.
The success that we have experienced together would not be possible without my wife.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. This is Aya. How is everybody doing this wonderful Sunday afternoon, the first day of the week? We here again, man. We were just here last week. If you can hear me, I just need one person to press one. Just one. Can one person just press one? And when I see it, I'll tell everybody else not to. Just one person. I don't see nobody yet. Can you hear me? Somebody press one so they can let me know you can hear me. I got you. Thank you. Thank you much. Thank you. Thank you much. All praises to the Most High God. Ooh, look at all the ones. Thank you, ones. I appreciate everybody. That song is called First Begin. That's one of my favorite songs, and it's made. It was put together by J. Morton. It's really a good wedding song, but, you know, it's a nice song. I like that. It's called First Begin, and you can see it on YouTube. It's real nice. You know, you might want to put that in your your library of music, you know, if you want to. It's good ride music, too, you know, so I like some of that stuff. And I've just been putting stuff on here, you know, so we can get to know one another and all that good stuff. It's been a wonderful day. It's so good to be alive. It's so good to be Israel. It's so good to be in this land right now because we're on our way out of here. And the best part is to know who you are. It's beautiful. I just love it. I just, when you wake up, you first you got an attitude for a while, and then you realize what a blessing it is just to know. Blessing to know. What a blessing it is to know. So, I got a blessing for you. I told y'all it was some stink in the game. I told you it was some stink in the game. You're going to learn to listen to me one day. I'm telling you, I told you. You know, you had to say, I told you so, told you so, told you so. I told you it was some stink in the game. Something was up with this whole George Floyd stuff. And the more everybody starts talking about it, the more it starts coming out. Come find out they knew each other. The police officer and George Floyd knew each other. They worked in the same nightclub, restaurant/nightclub. They dated the same woman. The Caucasian lady, they dated the same woman. They knew her. You know what I'm saying? There was another black man in the car when they pulled the car over. They left him sitting in the car while they was outside the car doing all that. You know right there, that's some strange stuff right there now. If you fear for your life, if it's another black man that can pull a weapon on you, everybody coming out. Let me say that again. Everybody coming out the car. Everybody. They ain't even nobody. Everybody going to be on the ground. They left him in the car, so now he's filing a lawsuit because he was traumatized by the things that was going on. And just the response period from all of this, that is just amazing. All of the millions of dollars they collected in the GoFundMe pages, all over the world, the reaction we've gotten all over the world, it has just been something. So, I just want to know your feedback on it and what you think. So, I ain't going to open the mic to the ones who push one. I mean, unless you want me to. You know, I'll ask you, and if you don't say nothing, I'll just unmute your mic back. But, I mean, it's just all weird. All weird. Then came to find out it's some good stuff. Oh my gosh. I told you I was with some stuff in the game. I told you so, told you so, told you so, told you so. Come to find out George Floyd was a 33 and a third degree mate. Brought all the Masons out. Look at that. I told you. I told you. 33 and a third degree. That's something good. So much stuff going on, so much stuff going on, so much stuff going on, you know, a lot of stuff going on. So I'm going to start with area code 513, Sister Couture. What do you think about all this stuff since you push one?
This is the first time I've heard about the Mason or anything like that.
Yeah, 33rd and 3rd degree. You know, so now they talk about where the crisis actors. You know, where these crisis actors was out there. I mean, you know, they left the black man in the car. When do they do that?
Yep, like you say, it's more to this game. It confused me when he first, a white woman came out and said that she was his girlfriend, and then they said that he was married to his little girl's mother. So
Wait. Say that again now.
Well, when he first met Chico, they was interviewing this white woman that said she was his girlfriend. And now that, you know, he got a little girl that's sick. Well, then the mother, they found that she was his widow.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on.
Wow. That is deep. Wow. Ain't that crazy?
I definitely didn't hear about anybody else being in the car with him. Because they sure kept their hush hush.
Yeah, no, it was like I was in the car. And he said he was traumatized by what he saw because he didn't even know what was going on until they lifted his body up off the ground and he was dead already. Now, where do they leave a black man in the car?
Wow. And then why would he stay in the car? Because they showed where they took him around the corner. When they took him from his car, they took him around the corner to the police car.
They told him to stay in the car. They told him not to get out.
Wow.
Told him to stay in the car, don't get out.
And they left him unattended.
Say again, I'm sorry.
They left him unattended?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of components to the story that they're not making mainstream media. They're not putting it on the mainstream news for people to know. You're just picking up bits and pieces as they go along.
Yeah, that sounds like a few to me. Some money or something went down, came up missing or something.
Okay. All right. Millions of dollars they didn't collect.
Millions.
Yep. You know. So I don't know. I just really don't know. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff we don't know. We just don't know. Just fools
and
stuff. You want me to mute your mic? You want me to mute your mic back or keep it on?
Mute it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go down the line. Everybody then push one. If you don't want to say nothing, just say no thank you. Area code 719, your mic is open. You're on the air. No thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my thing is when the ambulance came, quote unquote, the ambulance, when you see the person coming down to help him, they weren't EMTs. They were sheriffs.
Nope. Yep.
So if there was no EMTs that came and got him and they were sheriffs that came and got him, why was that? And the ambulance was also parked right around the corner.
Really? I didn't see that either.
Yeah, and there's two videos out as well. One that the mainstream allows you to see, and then there's another one where there's a guy that was across the street, and from his point of view, coming around, you could see the other two officers there, and you could see the one standing up, and then as he's coming across, there's no one in front of the car that was filming that we were allowed to see. So where'd they come from?
That's a very good point. When it first happened, I told everybody, I said, this don't make sense. This is salt in the game somewhere. This is stinking to high heaven. This don't even, something else is going on. I couldn't put my finger on it because, of course, we only see what they show us. But, you know, the more and more that they say, and it comes out, the more and more we see that it's not what we think it is. Thank you for your comment. I appreciate it. Area code 330, your mic is open. What do you think if you have anything to say at all? No? Because if you're talking, you're mute, your phone's on mute. I'm going to mute you back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, I muted them back. We got to muted that. I got some other stuff. It's going to be kind of rough today. Area code 614, if you want to say something, your mic is open. You're on the air.
No, thank you. Just listening.
Okay, no problem. You know, and when you have these issues and this comes about, you got to be able to pay attention to the full picture because everything is not what you think it is, and it's all done to get a reaction. Now, whatever their reaction was, I hope everybody got it, but I want to play something for you, and I want you to listen to this very carefully. I'm going to play a little bit at a time. We're going to do a first part and a second part. But I want you to listen to what this brother has come up with, because from their understanding, he was a 33rd and a 3rd degree Mason. And watch what they're saying now. Check this. Here we go.
Let me get this going real quick.
Who is George Floyd? I'm asking a question here. Who is George Floyd? Now, y'all, I'm going to be live over here because my first page, me and YouTube, having some issues right now. Who is George Floyd? Now, think about this for a second. George Floyd and Steven Jackson look very identical. I'm going to say it one more time. George Floyd, I give my morning to y'all. George Floyd, you know what, I'm going to leave. Here's what I'm going to do. George Floyd, Steven Jackson, look identical. And my question is, was this a plot? Was this a body snatchers? Was this a whole movie right before our very eyes? Because they're going to come out with a documentary. They're going to come out with a Netflix is going to offer the family millions of dollars to do a documentary. Mark my words. Hear me when I tell you this. Netflix is going to offer the family some millions of dollars to do a documentary on George Floyd. The weirdest thing that I have ever seen in my life is two friends. Now, I have someone that I know. We look similar, but we don't look alike. The weirdest thing that I have seen yet is that these two men look like twins. They look like twins. And before somebody get on here and after the fact say, oh, you're harassing, oh, you're threatening, this is not a video that is harassing anybody, because you know they've been doing it, y'all. Oh, Mario, you're harassing. Oh, Mario, you're threatening. Oh, you're bullying. Stop. Real talk. So let's go here. George Floyd, Steven Jackson look identical. Hear me? Identical. Now, I'm not sure that video where it says, Daddy's going to change the world, was that Steven Jackson or was that Floyd? Come on, y'all. We waking up this morning. Come on, get out your bed. Roll up out that bed. Get some tea, some coffee, and all that other stuff. I'm asking the question, was that George Floyd or was that Steven Jackson? Do you hear me? Sound like your nephew. I can tell you this. Me and my old man, me and my pops, we look just alike, but we look different. These two look identical. Say it one more time. These two look identical. Miss Monique, I'm going to say it one more time. Y'all wake up, wake your brains up, wake your brains up. In that video where he says, Daddy's gonna change the world, was that a new video or was it an old video? Was it a new video? Was it an old video? Was it new or was it old? Because they never showed you his face in the casket. They never show you his face in the casket. All you is from an angle like this. That's all you saw. I think I have a strange assumption. I have a strange assumption. These men are going to go to jail for murder. Hear me. Hey, Nay. These men are going to go to jail for murder. But there is something else going on that we don't see. There is something else going on. That's how you clean up a kitchen. Something else going on that we do not see and that we are not privy to. And it's taking people like me that at least got a third eye on stuff like this to see what's really going on. Oh, Nikki, it's so for real. So, George, from the videos that we've seen, George, in that video where he was being taken into custody, it was too many clips. You have too many clips. And I put this clip up on my other channel. And it showed you the different camera positions. It showed you the different angles. And what was so sad about it is, even when these videos came out, audio was missing. Audio was missing from these videos, and they were trying to cut things out that was being said. So then my question is, what are you hiding? What are you hiding? What are you trying to keep from coming out? What were y'all doing? Matter of fact, in one of those videos, here's my question. In one of those videos, when they had George in the car, why'd y'all bring him back out? That's my question. Why did you bring him back out the car in order to put him on the ground and to strangle him? Why'd you put him back in the car? Why'd you put him in the car, do something to him, only to get him out the car, to strangle him and to kill him? Now, and also the other part that is just as equally as strange is just that, okay, George Floyd gets killed. Y'all think about this. George Floyd gets killed. This man's life takes precedence over everybody else that's recently got killed. After that, you hear nothing about Taylor. Everybody's donating to Black Lives Matter. You got all these billionaires that are contributing, that's donating towards George Floyd. White folks that ain't never gave to a nigga before in their life are giving towards this George Floyd Foundation. I'm giving y'all something to think about here. It's giving towards this George Floyd Foundation. Now, all of a sudden, you got a company in Minnesota that has raised $30 million to go towards the relief fund of getting protesters out of jail. Now, I'm not stupid by a long shot.
So, all right, y'all, what do you think? He said a company in Minnesota has raised $30 million to get protesters out of jail. When does that happen? Anybody want to comment? I'm going to open up Sister Couture again. Sister Couture, what do you think about that?
During the civil rights era, they raised money to get the protesters out of jail. So that's nothing new.
$30 million.
And today's money, yeah.
So now that's what they're doing. They are the people who broke windows and did all that kind of stuff. They raised $1.9 million in a GoFundMe for the little girl.
I just need more evidence. I didn't I don't think it's anything unusual about bail money, because I see that on the internet all the time. It's soliciting for people to get money for it. But I, as far as that not being him, I would need more evidence on that other person that they said could be him, that he was impersonating or it was his friend. I just don't know enough about that yet.
But just think about the reaction that happened when this one man died. The whole world went upside down. The whole world. And then to find out he's 33 and a third degree mate. Sounds kind of fishy to me. Because they all came out of the woodwork. All the Masonic orders came out of the woodwork, and the show began.
See, that's the first I'm hearing about that, too. About the Masonic lodges and everything.
Whenever they come around those people, when I tell you people are connected, that's exactly what I mean. They connected.
Hmm. I know a lot of the cops are Masons, too.
You best believe. You best believe. Anybody want to push one, please feel free to join. We're just talking today because I got a couple of things I need to put on the record. I'm glad some of you all are here because, you know, I just got some real disturbing news about one of these Hebrew Israelite groups. And I know there's a couple of people that have left our group to go to their groups, these different groups, because they're actually physical. But I'm going to give you a warning today. I'm serious because somebody brought something to my attention that just kind of upset me. You know, I don't call no names and I never will. But I'm just going to tell you something as soon as we finish with this George Floyd stuff. I'm going to give you a warning today so you know what to do. So they off the chain. Some of these groups that went all the way off to the left, they gone. Because you know why? Like I told Ringo, I'm not going to switch the topic because I want to stay where I'm at. But I'm just going to say, you know, the problem is this. When we come out of church, we got to come out of church. You can't mix the two. And everybody want to mix the two. Y'all want to have church and a nation. No, it don't work that way. We are not the church. We are a nation. We are y'all's people. And anytime, I told the person that brought this to me, I said, the reason why people getting duped is because they don't want to give up the church. And when you trying to mix those two, you're going to have something that is not about y'all. We just got to come to that conclusion. And until you do that, you're going to have a problem every time. But we're going to stay on that top. We're coming to that next. Just give me a minute. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. You push one.
Yes, hi.
We can't hear you.
I want to say,
yes,
can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
hello?
Ma'am.
Okay, I wanted to say something that people did not notice about the paramedics. They were armed. They had guns, and they had a different uniform on. My brother was a paramedic. They don't carry weapons. They were. If you look at the video today, they were armed with guns that took the body. So that didn't seem like paramedics at all. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. And it's like the brother said, is this a movie scene we watched? Are these actors? Was this something that we saw on TV that was just actors acting? I mean, because look at how many other plots that we have unfolded. That these people, you know what I'm saying, that you got crisis actors and stuff. I mean, I'm not saying the brother, I don't know if the brother's gone or not. I hope, you know, that you know, nobody deserves to lose their life like that, whatever it was. It was a terrible situation. Now, you know, when we look at this kind of stuff and it's publicized the way it is, and it's as large as this done went, and they all up in Congress and all kind of stuff jumping off, you got to really start thinking. That's why the job. That's why the Most High ain't said nothing. The Most High ain't spoke one way or the other, no inklings or nothing. It's like, don't be fooled by what you see. Stay focused on where we going, and make sure that you keep yourself in that word, prayed up, fasted up, and get ready to move when the Most High says so, not by what you see on TV. Because when we can really have something done, these folks show up. It's like Ghost Town USA, because guess what? Light and darkness can't dwell in the same place. They can't. None of these folks show up. But now all of a sudden they have this big old rally at Washington, D.C. We going to the monument and we getting ready to recognize and to do it. Please. Please stop it. Watch. A little bit more and then we're going on to the next topic. We'll be here for a minute. Check it out. Just listen to what he got to say. Here we go.
I'm not stupid by a long shot, but help me make sense of the fact that you all have raised $30 million to go towards a fund that's not even going towards George Floyd. Then on top of that, these lawyers have gotten involved. These lawyers have gotten involved, and they have a GoFundMe as well, and their GoFundMe is one is about 17 million by now, and then they got one for the baby girl, and it's 1.9 million. What's going on? What's going on? All of these people got their hand in the pot. So then I'm going to ask you this question. If George Floyd was truly all this happened, was George Floyd a sacrifice so that individuals can come up? Now here's some more tea. Here's some more tea. You know, George Floyd was a 33rd degree Mason? He was a 33rd degree Mason? George Floyd was a Mason. Did George Floyd do something to somebody? Or was George Floyd just a sacrifice? Now, I got a few people on. Y'all not talking to me. Talk back to me now. Y'all know I like to talk back, church. Talk to me. Was George Floyd a sacrifice? Because there's a lot of millions that's being made right now in the name of George Floyd. Everybody's still marching right now in the name of George Floyd. You had Al Sharpner. I said it just how I want to say it. You got Al Sharpner that sat out here at this man's funeral. You know Al Sharpton got his hand in the pot. You know Al Sharpton got his hand in the pot. Mm-hmm. Yes, Ms. Nesbitt. Everybody marching. And check this out. Everybody has some sort of fundraiser in the name of George. Everybody's making thousands upon millions upon hundreds of thousands upon millions of dollars off the back of this dead man. But then, wait. I got some information the other day, and they said George Floyd died 3 years ago. I'm confused. So, was this a whole acting skit? Was this a whole put on? Because how is it that two men look identical as they do? And if you look at George, he looks very similar to Steven Jackson. Was this a acting bit? Was this a way to, because again, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something. No one was allowed to go near that casket. Y'all must have got confused real quick. I'm going to say it one more time. No one was allowed to go to that casket. So was this a foam dummy that was in the casket? Because here's the thing.
Okay, now let me say this. Do you remember when Whitney Houston had her funeral and everybody was talking about how connected she was and that she was a part of the Illuminati and all this kind of stuff? And when you were part of the elite, they take when you get ready to go out of the service, they take the casket and put it up on their shoulders and walk you out. They did the very same thing at his funeral. They raised his casket above the congregation, and the men put it on their shoulders and walked his casket out. When you have pledged an oath to the back, that's what they do. That's what they say they do anyway. So, I mean, we don't really know what's going on. That's why I tell everybody, and I brought up this to say this. We have to stop reacting to everything we see. We have to stop reacting to everything we see and going off and doing. I'm glad we didn't send no money to nobody nowhere and we didn't get involved that way nowhere, because sometimes this is just not us. And I know it's a hard pill to swallow. And everybody's going to say, oh, that's y'all doing this. Every sometime it ain't. That's just a part of the play that they play and they roll. Sometimes it means something else. Now, will it change police brutality? Possibility. Might be possibility. But sometimes you just got to see it for what you see it as. Sometimes it's just them. And there's a difference between us and them. And sometimes it's just what you see. You can't make it be something else. And I'll say again, all our skin folk is not our kinfolk.
Everything you see ain't what you see now. If anybody else wants to comment on that, please feel free to push one, and then I'm going to move on to my next topic because this is very important to them. Anybody want to comment on that, please push one. If not, I'm going to say this. There's someone that I spoke to a couple days ago, and this young lady shared some things with me about a particular group that she was with. And some of you all have left our group to go to this group. I don't call names. I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to tell you this much. Israel don't chant. We don't chant and we don't use machetes in our services to ward off evil spirits. We don't do that over here. So if you all are involved in some stuff like that, get the hell out of it. We don't perform, we don't do that over here. You got to be careful. And I'm not saying that the group didn't start out right. I'm praying. But I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes when you get certain people into your arena and they come with all this weird stuff and you let them come up and they start teaching all this weird stuff, you're going to have a mixture of stuff that's not supposed to be with Israel. And this is the reason why we're in this captivity in the first place, because this brings about a lot of crazy. And they swing the machetes in people's faces. That's not Yah. So if you've been hurt by this group, or you know someone that has been hurt,
these are the things that makes it difficult for the things that we're trying to do. This makes it difficult because the enemy is so slick and so shrewd. Why do you think I don't let certain people talk? Because I know they are the enemy. It's not a guess. I'm not trying to be mean. I know they're of the enemy. So it is my responsibility and some of the other people in this group's responsibility to call them out and let them know you will not sabotage what we're trying to do. But when you allow these people to come into your organization and bring the foolishness, you are going to get what you are going to get. Now, let me say this. The worst part that you can do is damage God's people.
and hurt y'all's people. He begins to wake them up. They're already skeptical. They're scared. They're moving into an arena and an atmosphere that they've never been involved in before. All they've ever known is church. So they're coming out of something that they have given their whole life to, following by faith what they think they've heard. So it is our responsibility, and I'm talking to the leaders on this line, it is our responsibility to treat God's people with compassion and with understanding. When you go into these groups and they got this doggy dog mentality, you die. And if you don't, that's not Yah. The scripture says it is the love of Yah that draweth men unto repentance. It is the word of Yah that gives you the confidence in him. That's why I always ask you guys when we have class, I always ask the same question. You know, how do you feel about him now since you know the things that you know about him? And I put that on the record so people can say, you know, I've learned more about him now than I've ever known about him before. I didn't realize that he was that type of Elohim, and I didn't know that he did this and that and the other, and I didn't understand how certain things work. That's why this word is so important. And when you get people that start deviating off the word and going on the internet and looking up certain stuff and all this crazy stuff, and then they want to bring it back and mix it in with I'm going to give you an example. One day Malcolm and I were with this group, and we were having a high holy day. And this was when we first kind of came into the whole congregation of Israel. And everybody was excited because I had never really done it with anyone before, and I wanted to do it with the group. And I went in, and we went up the steps, and we came in. Everybody had on white. You know, the brothers had on, shalom, sisters, praise Yah, do it, shalom, shalom. You know, we was all excited. You know, shalom, it was new for us. And then when I went in, I saw this little altar with these stuff burning, and I'm like, wait a minute, we ain't supposed to burn nothing on this day. And then I went over again, and I seen this other altar with this Egyptian woman on there with the wings stretched out. I said, wait a minute, whoa, hold on, what is this? And the brother, it ain't witchcraft. It's all right, sis. We can. I said, oh no, I'm done. I'm backing up out of here. I'm not getting ready to get involved in none of this. I don't have no altars and none of that. And when we brought it to the other group, they was like, yeah, we know they doing that, you know, but you know how this is new for us, sis, and you know, we really don't know what's witchcraft or what's not. Yeah, I do. I know when I see an altar. I know when you burn the candles to something that you ain't supposed to. I ain't stupid. I'm not going to be involved in any of that. So that's why we stay with the word and we stick to the word, because that's how you get your faith in the Most High. It's to read those stories or left on record for you to read those stories and say, wow, if he did it for them, he'll do it for me. If he was this way with them, then he's this way with me. So if anybody on this line has been hurt or you know anyone that has been hurt, as they are, they don't know what to do, and they don't know which way to go, please give my email address. Give them my email address so that we can set up a special call for them and help them to get back on track. Because these people are new, and they're coming into this thing, and all this weird stuff, and I'm going to tell you why. Because people don't want to give up church. They want church. So everybody tries to create something similar to church so you feel like that you're a part of a group. But it's not about being a part of a group. It's about knowing who Yah is. Because once you know who he is, you don't have to have nobody else around you. That's why birth works so well over here. Because these people realize, I need to know Yah. I don't need to be a part of the group and be a part of this and have, because if it's not right, what good is it? If it's leading you down a path of destruction, what good is it? And some of this stuff is plain witchcraft. All this, God sent me here to be your prophet. No, he didn't. You're delusional. He didn't send you here to be nobody's prophet. Delusional. That's why I cut a lot of people out from talking. I don't let people talk. certain people that come on with the crazy stuff. Because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be responsible for nobody being led astray. I'm just not. This is some serious business here. When people are coming into the knowledge of who they don't need us to tear them down anymore. And then we tear them down and then they leave. I don't want to be an Israelite no more. I'm going back to church. You see that all over the internet. I don't want to be, I'm not a Hebrew Israelite no more. I'm going back to Christianity. Why? Because somebody did something they weren't supposed to do. But y'all going to get you for that. I'm going to let you know. You're in a more dangerous situation then now than you've ever been. Better stop. This is some serious business here. The closer we get to going home, yes, and I say this, people in Israel have been involved in all sorts of things, all walks of life. They're coming out of everywhere. They're coming out of witchcraft. They're coming out of the chakras. They're coming out of homosexuality. They're coming out of the LGBT. They're coming out of everywhere. They're coming out of crystal balls and reading the horoscope. They're coming from all walks of life. But the one thing we have to let them know is you have to denounce it. You can't bring that over here. And the reason why I say that is in the supernaturalness of Yah, and we know there's a lot of it, and we know that Israel used to do a whole lot of things that were supernatural because we was his people. And we had the ability to do things. But until the Most High gives us that mindset again to be able to operate that way, you're operating under a distorted reality because we're still living in our captivity, and we have to be deprogrammed from all of this stuff. And knowing the scriptures, there's a lot of mental illness that's happening to Israel, and a lot of it comes out once they become conscious. So some of these people is walking around with some sort of authority leading you into crazy deals. Swinging machetes in people's face. You got to be careful, people. You got to be careful. Because none of us is in a position to be able, all we can do is give you the word and what the word says. Word is what has to convict you. I can't convict you. I can tell you what the word says, and it's your choice that you make. You can't get caught up in that. And it just grieves me. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying for my brothers and sisters. I'm praying for them. Now we got to put them up on the altar and really pray that the Most show them. Because we ain't into no weird stuff. Israel always somewhere trying to be weird. Ain't nobody trying to be weird. Nobody's going to want to come to this and that kind of stuff is going on. Everybody will look at that and be like, oh, no, I'm cool. I'm not bringing my family into that. My husband ain't getting ready to be bothered with no mess like that. Oh, no, uh-uh. We got to be careful. We really have to be careful because the enemy is out. He's pulling out all the stops because he knows we're on our way out of here. And once we get out of here, the game going to change. It's going to change significantly. And every time you turn around, he attaches somebody to this group. Every time you turn around, somebody come on this group with some crazy stuff. We see you. We rebuking you, too, every chance we get. We're not having it. We're not going to have it. We're not going to put up with it. We're not going to deal with it. We're going to love one another. We're going to study this word, and we're going to get ready to get up out of here because Yah is the one that's going to have to straighten things out for me. I don't want none of y'all telling me nothing about no supernatural juice, no supernatural stones, no soup. I don't want to hear none of that stuff. I want the Most High to show me. Don't bring nothing up in me talking about these is the magic stones and stuff. Go on with that foolishness. Not doing it. We're not going to do it over here. We're not doing that. Mm-mm. We got the brothers that are call themselves Israelites that serve in the third degree nation. He can't deal with it all. He can shake the house. You better believe it. He gonna shake the house, and it's gonna be an ugly situation. You can really shake the house. But you ain't gonna come over here with that. No, you're not. We ain't doing tarot cards. We ain't doing crystals. We not doing crystal balls. We ain't doing palm reading. We not doing none of that foolishness. You leave that over there. They talk about the third eye and the Kundalini serpent. We know all of the Most High show. He taught me all about all that. Steer clear. Now, if you talk about herbs healing and eating right and doing something, I'm all for that 100%. To change it, to take care of our bodies, I'm all for that 100%. But all that other stuff, you can keep all that other stuff over there. You know, because we got to really make sure that we stay on the point. And it's always the group that got the most folk. They have thousands and thousands of people shaking and shimmying and carrying on. That's what I tell you. It ain't never in the numbers. It is never in the numbers. And people looking at it like, this ain't right. Oh, they feel it. They're looking at it like something is going on. This ain't the same. Something done changed. Yes, and change. Satan will crap dead. We are a nation. We're not a church. We are a nation. We're not a church. We are a nation. We're not a church. We live this every day. This is our lifestyle. When we get up in the morning, we wear the clothes he tells us to wear, and we're getting in a position where we can wear the clothes that we're supposed to wear. We put ZZs on our clothes when we leave out the house. We eat a certain way, and we conduct ourselves a certain way. And we don't eat at everybody's houses because of the food and the pots and the pork and the uncleanness. And we live this life. We pray to God two and three, four times a day. We face the east when we pray. And we live our life every day, just like we would get up, we go to work, we come home, we live a lifestyle. It's not a church. The reason why some of y'all are getting fooled is because you won't give up the church. So guess what they make? They come out, they come up conscious, and they create something like the church. And everybody go running because they got the music playing and the dun 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 dun. And y'all get to jump around and do all the things you got to listen. I am so proud of everybody on this line that has been with this group, that has been consistent. Because we have had enough word in us, and I'm sure, where if you walked into one of them situations, you would be able to say, nah, this ain't right. Something is wrong. You got to know the word of Yah. That is your armor, is the word of Yah. And all this other crazy stuff that they mixing in with it, You got to know the word of Yah. And that's the only thing that's going to protect you. And if you don't hear me say nothing else, don't let nobody fool you. Don't be fooled and be drawn away by all this crazy stuff out here. You have to know the word of God and what it says. And it don't matter whether a woman bringing it, a man bringing it, or who bringing it, as long as it's Yah's word and it falls according to what the book says, you better do what it's saying. Swinging machetes in people's faces. We don't live like that over here. Do that. We don't live like that. We're not gonna live that way. Not gonna do it. So I just wanted to be able to get that out and let you all know what is going on. I'm not gonna call no names, and I'm not gonna say the name of the group. I'm not going to do it, but I'm letting you know if your feelings have ever been hurt in any way by any of them,
you need to have more work on you. Some of you all go into this thing looking for a husband. You got to question your motive. Some of y'all getting your feelings hurt because you come in thinking these people is perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody has issues. We all trying to feel our way back to y'all. But the only way you're going to know it, and then they always bringing up the Holy Spirit or the, what do they call it? Oh, my gosh, it just slipped my tongue. The Ruach HaKodesh. Everybody talking about the Ruach HaKodesh. They got some new words now. The Ruach HaKodesh. Now, that's the Hebrew for the Holy Spirit, for you all who don't know. Now, all of a sudden, the Ruach HaKodesh is telling people to do crazy stuff. No, it's not. No, it's not. We gotta quit reacting. We have to go before the Most High and make sure that what it is we're doing is within His will. If you want to be those people that's going to be used by Him. That's why I don't believe in the nation of Yehuda in Alabama, in the nation of Yehuda in Atlanta. You don't know what people teaching. You got your name all on stuff. You don't know what they doing. Now, we can have multiple teachers on this. I'm waiting for somebody to step up and say, I got you. I'm going to take over. I'll teach a Saturday. You teach a Saturday. But we're going to pay attention to what you teach because you're going to come out of the Word because we ain't having nothing else. That way everybody get monitored and everybody knows what everybody is teaching. Now, we do come together once a year, and we all come together and get to know each other. We had a family reunion in Washington, D.C. We was trying to come together this year, but COVID-19 didn't allow so. The way these kids is on social media, and they don't get to know each other, they're all over the world. They know people all over the world. They got private Facebook groups and all kind of stuff they got out there now. We can do this virtual. It will be monitored and checked. But now, if you just need a group that you need to go to every week to be able to sit among the people, you better line it up against the Word of Yah. We're not gonna have no crazy stuff. No, no, it's too much going out here. We're too close to the blessing. We're too close. So for everybody on here that's not on the same page. You know, those people who have come in to try to sow discord, you've been here a long time. You keep on coming no matter what we tell you to do. Find you another group. Because we're not going to let you disrupt. We're not going to let you disrupt this thing here. We're not. We got people listening to us all over the world. We're not going to let you disrupt what we got going on here. And we definitely ain't going to get caught up in no foolishness like that. I done had people send me emails, some of them, they think they Moses. It's like, here we go again, Lord have mercy. You know, I think I've been called to lead the children of Israel in. Well, don't tell me. You need to go talk to God. Because I can't help you. I can't validate that for you. That's something you need to go talk to the Most High about. I told you, we're not getting weird. We're not going to get weird, and we ain't going to look weird. We ain't walking around looking all crazy and weird with all kind of weird clothes. No, we're not. So if that's what you're looking for, we're not walking around in cloud shoes and looking crazy. We're not going to do it. Anybody want to comment, please feel free to push one. But I'm just telling you today, we're not having all that over here. They have created this culture with the children of Israel in the United States that's weird. And it ain't always been like that. I was told that when this thing first came out, they was beautiful. They dressed beautiful. The men was polite and treat the women polite. Now it's just they got weird. This thing got dark and weird. But it goes to the times that we're living in. We gotta be the light that shines. And bullyish. They bullyish. You should hear some of the stuff. My spirit got disturbed. When I saw that, I said, oh, my God. Swinging machetes in people's faces. In the service. Hold on, brother. You're right around your mouth and you're on the air.
Shalom. I'm just sitting here listening. And I'm, you know, glad you point a lot of that stuff out. One of the things that get me is, you know, what. You know, I haven't been in this as long as a lot of people. But the one thing that bothers me is that the right spirit. When people are doing stuff in the right spirit, they come in peace. You don't have to force anybody to do anything. You don't. You don't have to come up with the, you know, weird stuff like you're saying. You don't have to do none of that. You don't have to force anybody to do anything. Because if you're coming in the right spirit, it doesn't matter no way. The right people are going to gravitate. And one thing that I would say to everybody is this. You know, when you take the I out of it, and I hear a lot of I's, I did this, I'm doing it, I'm. When everybody take the I out of it and start submitting their will to Yahweh, you know, and start doing what we are supposed to do, fear him and keep his commandments, we don't have all these issues. But everybody want to be in charge. Everybody want to run something. Everybody want to be the smartest person. I by no means will ever say that I'm the smartest person or that I know more than anybody else. But it's just, we got to stop fighting. It's too late in the game for Israel to be doing all this and playing all these games. It's just too late for them. You know, everybody got an agenda they push, and that's what hurts me. Is that, you know, I've been dealing with black people a long time, ever since I was born. So I know black people. So I know, you know, I know. And the one thing I can say about our people are sometimes so smart that they stupid. And what I mean by that is people be so clever and intelligent that you don't understand that people see through bullshit. Excuse me for saying that. I'm sorry for everybody on the
That's
line.
That's true. You're right. But, I mean, it is what it is.
People see through that, and you can feel that if you come in with truth, sincerity, and love, you can see. You know what I'm saying? You're going to feel that BS every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're supposed to be trying to gather ourselves right now. That's what we're supposed to do. Gather yourself, O nation, not desire. We can't even get people to go to a prayer. We can't even get people to come together and pray. Because everybody got an agenda. Everybody got a problem. So I'm really glad you said what you said today. I appreciate it. And I really do appreciate it. That's all I can say is I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And then, too, I your mic open. I ran into a sister yesterday that we went to church together, one of my dear sisters, you know, and I know the word got out, you know, that I'm an Israelite now, so, you know, when I walked in, she said, "Wow, I'm glad to see you. I got some questions." You know, and it was good to see her. I gave her the card, so she might be on the line today. Oh, well and good. You know, but, you know, she's beginning to work. And she said, "Well, you know, I've been talking to somebody from IUIC." I didn't shoot that down. I said, "Well, that's good. You know, that's good." She said, "Yeah, me and this brother talking." And, you know, I said, "That's a good thing. You know, I'm coming into the knowledge of you know, some things. And, you know, I have some questions and different things like that." And, you know, and then she's made a comment. She says, "Well, you know, I understand church is for salvation. You know, this is our nationality." Now, I could have took that and went so many different ways, but I didn't. Because wisdom tells you when to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it there. And I just left it there because it wasn't the time. And you know what I'm saying? Whatever it was that I deposited was where I was supposed to stop. And and we have to be professional enough and mature enough to know when wisdom tells you to stop.
That's correct.
And some of these groups are not using wisdom. they're not. They have gotten caught up in some things that is not, it's been deviated toward the dark side. And in the same feeling that we used to get in the church that made the church feel real to us, in that same feeling, and they're operating under error. So I'm letting you know today, if you're in those positions and you have been hurt, or if you're still there and you're watching it and you're getting confused, come out. Step out of it, go home, go to prayer and fasting, and begin to read your word and talk to Yah. Now, if you need someone to talk to, you're more than welcome to email us. Our email address is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. The, T-H-E, Yehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, @gmail.com. If you need someone to talk to, we have classes. We have something going on at least 4 days a week. 4 days a week. Something is going on 4 days a week. We will be here if you need us to be able to help you to get back to where you were, because we do not want any of y'all's children destroyed over no foolishness. It is not our job to police you. It is not our job to browbeat you. It is not our job to do any of that. Our job is to help us to come to grow and to understand who y'all is to the best of our ability. Because it's the same. It's all, when men get involved, it's always the same situation. Everybody wants to be the boss. Everybody wants to control you. Everybody wants to make sure you dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And you can't police anybody. That's legalism. And we've been through all that in the church already. We're not going to bring it over. So if anybody want to know, well, why don't you have any groups that are physical? That's why. Because my thing is, if you live this every day, you don't need to have a physical group to go to. You got enough taking care of your family to do what you need to do. And we give enough information during the week to help you be very versed in the things that y'all doing, who he is, what the plan is, and who we are as a people. Because it always gets thrown off when people come together. Then they start creating little subgroups. Maybe we need to do this. And then people start teaching stuff that they have. It just turns into a big mess. But if we all come together under the umbrella that we're under, everybody can get a chance to teach. And then we hear what you're talking about. And then you take that, we all take it home, and we live it in our practical everyday lives. It's a lifestyle. It's not a church. We're a nation. We just told you that last week in Jeremiah chapter 31, we're a nation. Now, we're a nation in exile, but nevertheless, we're still a nation. You keep doing it. You can't help y'all people and think it's going to be okay. And I love those brothers. I'm going to be praying for them. I am. Somewhere somebody got off. But that's why you got to be careful who you bring in and scream what they're talking about. Because one thing about the he can only pretend for so long. After a while, he's going to show you who he is. He can only pretend for so long. And this was supposed to bring growth. We're supposed to mature. We're supposed to be steadfast. Immovable, always abounding in the work of the Most High. Always. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water, I shall not be moved. Why? Because we've been rooted and grounded in the Word. It's all about the Word. That's why when we be reading these scriptures and people coming, they got one foot in the church and one foot out, they be like, well, where are you reading this stuff from? That same Bible that's up on your counter. We're in the same book. We ain't left the book. So she said, so you're now, you believe in the Hebrew Israelite. I say Hebrew Israelite. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. That is my nationality. Oh, okay. I learned how to give answers and be quiet. I only give you what you ask me. because it wasn't that time for no Bible class or none of that going on. Now, if you want to have an open forum, like you're welcome to call on Wednesday night. Let me give you all the phone numbers so you can pass it on. If you know anybody that's been through some stuff like this, that gave up because they thought they was in the right place and they wasn't. And it floors me how people can get caught up in this stuff, and they give hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to these groups, and then they get their feelings hurt, and then all of a sudden they shut down. I can't do that no more. I ain't going to be bothered. That's your fault because you're still looking for church. We got too much to do to get caught up on the stupid stuff. We got too much to do. By the time you get your wardrobe together and your ZZs on your clothes like you're supposed to, and you practice your dietary laws like you're supposed to, and your cleanliness laws like you're supposed to, and the moral laws like you're supposed to, that's enough to keep you busy until y'all get up. Because you got to train your whole family on how to do this, the family that's waking up and living in your household. But man, it's the same. They want your money. They need your money. So they want you to give them your money, too, so they can do what they need to do. We don't do that over here. We only ask if it's a need. You know why? Because I'm not going to the IRS with no foolishness. They don't have no paperwork on the nation of Yehuda about no mess. Anything is, if it is a gift. We always have a need, and we need to gift us something. We don't take donations or none of that. We're not getting ready to get caught up in that game. We're not. Because guess what, Aaron? Most of these guys have developed this stuff and they got a 501c3 just like the church. They're no different. The IRS, the IRS tells them what to say, what not to say, how far to go, and what they can do. Because they're controlling the purse strings. Because you don't have to take out any taxes on anything. We don't follow that over here. We are nation. We are about nation building. And how do you do it? You do it one household at a time, one person at a time. We begin to live this thing. Like my uncle told me before he died, he said, you don't need no ID card. What you need an ID card for? Just live it. But most people don't even know how to live it because they still want church. They still want that organizational structure to somebody to tell them what to do. You know you're not supposed to be doing this. No, you need to grow up and read the word for yourself because when you stand before y'all, you're going to stand there by yourself. Anybody going to be with you? And you women that are single out here that need husbands, get your life together and wait on the Most High to send you someone. I've seen so many women hurt because and that is natural. It's natural to want a companion. It is not anything unnatural to want a companion. It's natural. But some of these brothers is crazy. And some of these brothers on the come up, they're trying to find the richest one they can find, but they ain't got none. The game ain't changed the players. The players done changed their name. But the game ain't changed. They're still Ray Ray Nim. They just calling themselves Yakanon and Josiah. But they still Ray Ray and Pookie Nim at the end of the day. You know, we got to be real about this thing. You get this thing under suggestion because when you got kids, you got to raise your kids up in this lifestyle. And if you by yourself, you really at an advantage because now you can teach your children how to live this thing. You bring some crazy person in there with some crazy ideas, and you will be living in the household of hell trying to figure out how in the world did I get myself caught up in this mess. So let's grow up. Let's grow up. Let's get grown. Let's be real. And let's see what it is. and call it what it is and begin to grow up and get to know Yah. Y'all don't even get to know Yah first before man turn you against all of it. Man will turn you against the Most High, and you won't even get to know him for real and get to know this Bible. There's so much stuff in this Bible. This Bible is rich. But we can't even get past that point because man interferes every time and he destroys the relationship that you're trying to build with your Elohim. Nobody should stand in that way. Some of y'all got husbands that ain't conscious. We going to be this. We going to do this. So we going to come together. We going to do that. And you know, I understand. No, I ain't no I understand nothing about nothing. I'm going to stay over here with y'all. Gang. Same way with the women. Some of y'all married to women that ain't conscious, and it's the same thing. They want that system. They too caught up in that system where they can't see yet. And all you can do is pray for them, but you can't deviate your lifestyle for nobody. Oh, it's just too much at stake. We have too much at stake, people. We are too close to the prize to be getting sidetracked. That's why George Floyd information back up again, because I told you when it first happened. I said, this stinks to high heaven. There's something else going on. This brother done died, and the whole world done erupted. All over the world, these people picketing and riding with this one black man that's lost his life, and it's a terrible thing that they did him the way they did him. But there's more to it than this stuff we don't see. That's why we can't get caught up in what the enemy's doing. We got to keep an eye on y'all and stay steadfast and unmovable. No, we ain't doing nothing. What's the Hebrews doing? Nothing. They still over there doing their high holy days like ain't nothing going on. We'll pray for you, but we're going to keep it moving. Because our goal is to be where you need us to be so that when the thing happens, it's ready to go. We ain't jumping and flipping, and we got to stop our kids from jumping and flipping and all out in the street acting a fool. That's not what we do. We a nation. Al Sharpton don't run our nation. Louis Farrakhan don't control the children of Israel. Come on now. Oh, no, I'm not going to have them listen. I seen it in the beginning. I said it's some salt in the game somewhere. But that's them. That's what they do. They take care of their own. You see what they doing? They taking care of their own. They got GoFundMe pages. Billionaires is stepping up. They take care of their own. They done put millions of dollars in the GoFundMe page for his daughter. I think it's a great thing. But they take care of their own. But let us do something and ask for somebody to come. You can't even get a newscaster to pull a mic up. They don't, unless we doing something that they want to bring shame on us for. We gotta be more mature than this. We gotta come up. We gotta be more mature than this. It's time to keep our game focused. He already gave us the plan. The book is laid out. He wrote the end from the beginning. The story, we know how the story gonna end. We just got to be positioned. We can't get mad or get all frazzled and bent out of shape because something happens to one of them. Because they take care of their own. We got to stay focused and do what we're supposed to do. And what he said, gather thyself together, O nation, not desire. So whatever it is, and whatever you're dealing with, some of y'all might be on this phone. This might be new to you. You might be coming out of the church. You might be coming out of some of them camps. And we're not going to talk about our brothers. We're going to pray for them, our brothers and sisters. We're not, because we are family at the end of the day. And, you know, everybody got little crazies in their family. Some people are touched. I got some in mind. You know, they do their little medication and they fine. We got the Uncle Willie up in the closet, upstairs in the attic, don't talk about. And, you know, we got Pawpaw down in the basement. He don't want to be bothered. Everybody got one in their family. We got to love our family members, but we got to somebody stand up and represent Israel. He's going to use somebody. And I guarantee you it's not going to be them ones that's walking around crazy. It's not. It's not going to be them ones. the dogging women and downgrading women and all kind of stuff. It's not going to be them ones. Cussing people out and whooping out, it's not going to be them. That's not for this move. You have to make your mind up and decide what you're going to do. But like I said, if you've been hurt and you just need to have some place to come, you won't question it. We won't even talk. If you want to just come and study with us, you're welcome to do that. The phone numbers that we use on Wednesday and Thursday and Saturday are the same. 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. Let me say it again, 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. Now, on Wednesday night, we're going back through the Old Testament. We have read through the Old Testament about three, this is our fourth time. I think our third or fourth time. We're going back through the Old Testament. That starts at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Thursday night, we're working our way through the Apocrypha. For you all who don't know what the Apocrypha is, it was a part of the Bible in 1611, and someone took it out. So we're going through the Apocrypha. We've already made our way through the Old Testament, and we're going through the Apocrypha on our way to the New Testament. That's on Thursday night. That's 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, which is our Sabbath, we meet. That's our Supernatural Saturday, where the Most High gives us things out of the book that we didn't even know was there. We're getting a different side of the story. We're understanding how the stories come together.
And that's on the Sabbath. That's at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please feel free to join us. You know, we don't want you to give up on Yah because man has disappointed you. Don't ever give up on Yah because man has disappointed you. But before you decide to take your children into a place to be around other people, you always have to get the word rooted and grounded in your heart. Because if not, you won't
get fooled every time. And they make so good intentions. I'm sure these did. They had good intentions. But because they allowed people to creep in with the foolishness, it ended up like this. It ended up just like this. And people are being damaged. They're being hurt. Their feelings getting hurt. All kinds of things are happening. But again, we're going to pray for them. We are going to pray for them and hope that God opens up their eyes that they don't damage anyone else. Because that's not in our goals is to damage anyone. But I'm going to tell you what we're not going to do. You're not going to come on this platform and do any damage at all whatsoever. And some people have, we told some people this stuff, and they still hanging around, waiting on the right opportunity to get something in or to slide something in, you're not going to be able to do it. So some people that are not been able to talk, that's the reason why we don't open up their mics anymore, ever. And it will never be opened again. Can we stop them from calling you? No. You are welcome to call in, but you will be on listen mode only. When that happens, that is because you have proven not to be productive on this platform. Listen mode only. And we do that out of love because we can't just we don't want to hurt anybody, but you have just graduated to listen mode only. You can only listen. So I just wanted to be able to share that with you and give you some insight. And like I said, if you know anyone that's on the cusp, they're on the edge, they don't know what to do, they're like, I just don't know, I'm about to give. Tell them, don't give up. Don't ever give up on Yah because of what somebody else has done. Don't ever give up on Yah because you don't understand what another group is doing. Because that's not what we're not, you know, we love Yah. You know, in the whole Godhead, it's a beautiful story. It's the greatest story that's ever been told. And I remember I was talking to a Hulu customer service guy, and I was like, we were talking about, he said, you know, I like sci-fi stuff. I said, do you? I said, I do too. I said, I love Star Trek, all that stuff. That's my favorite. I'm a Trekkie fan. You know, I just love it. He was like, me too. I said, but do you know what book that we have on the earth that has all that in it? It has aliens from other places. It has spaceships and all kind of stuff, interactions. I said, the beam me up, Scotty stuff, all that in there. I said, it's the Bible. He said, huh? The Bible? I said, the Bible. He said, the Bible. I said, the Bible that's on your grandmama's mantle. Got it all in there. I said, yes, it does. It's all in there. You just got to know how to pull it out and see it. It's there. He left it for you. My sister told me, she said, so now you're trying to tell me that God, now listen to that, y'all, he travels in a spaceship. Is that what you're trying to tell me? I said, well, Ezekiel saw him in something. And he certainly wasn't an airplane from this dimension. So whatever you want to call it, he travels in something. Ezekiel saw it. He was like a sheer glass platform, and it was a blue throne on top of the glass platform, and there was four angels on each corner, and the four angels had four faces, and there was a wheel in the middle. Y'all don't get me started. I said, there's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. I said, that's some sort of a vehicle, sweetheart. Let's get to know our Elohim so we can love him. We can fear him and love him at the same time. We ain't got to be scared. I mean, we scared of him, but you know, but we have a fear because we reverence him. But let's get to know him and really get to know him. That's the fun part about this thing, because by the time you live the life and you read the story and get to know your Elohim, every morning is an adventure. It's like, whoa. You know, I be going outside looking up at the sky like, is this the day we're going to see some spaceships? You know, is this the day they're coming in? Because the Bible called them clouds. You know, when the children of Israel was coming, going into the wilderness, the Most High told them, don't trouble that angel in the cloud, because he got my name in him. He ain't going to tolerate your foolishness. Vehicle. All day, vehicle. That's why they call him the captain of the host, because the host is the angels that are in. That's the spaceship angels that do war up in the heavens. Now they don't fight. Yeah, they do in Daniel. Daniel! When Daniel was praying and the prince of the prince came, Michael came down, Gabriel came down to talk to him, he said, I had to fight. He said, I had to call Michael to help me fight. He said, because the prince of Persia was keeping me from getting you the answer. He said, well, where are you going now? I'm going back to fight. I got to go back up. And you're up there fighting in that old other dimension. But see, people, y'all ain't ready. I mean, but we're going to get you there. I enjoy it. I really do enjoy the word. Since I was a kid, I always have. And that's what we want you to do. We want it to be an adventure. But you can only get it from Israel, because he said, only have I known all the families of the earth. It's us. We're his people. And we are the ones that get to tell the story. So on that note, time for me to say shalom, shalom, farewell. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. Continue to pray for the brothers in the camp, the ones, you know, there's some people that have just gone astray, and pray for the people, and pray for yourself. And let's take this adventure together. Let's get to know the Elohim of Israel, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And let's study together so that we can increase our faith and gather ourselves so we can be ready to go home when the Most High comes against his people. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Wonderful rest of your week. Shalom.